Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Organization of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the Touched by Fall Studios. Of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and good morning, everybody out there in Irish listening music land. we welcome you to another edition, and I was just saying, hope everybody had a good week and enjoy our show.
I'm sure they will, because we have a lot of good things happening today. I'm going to start off with Andy Irving. We're going to have the Irish Music in London CD, which is a favorite of many people. The Johnstons are on board, as well as the Battlefield Band.
The Battlefield Band.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'd like to do... I got this record at a library some years ago, and it's called Celtic Pride. So I want to do a song off that. The Saw Doctors, and maybe I'll find something good in the bag that we haven't heard in a while.
I hope you do, Farmer.
I hope so, too.
Get to it.
I'm looking.
Okay. So we're going to start off the show today with Andy Irving and his tribute to Raoul Wallenberg.
The midnight fear, the knock upon the door, the brutal face behind the gun on the icy Danube shore. The outcome is in no doubt, till the car pulls up and the man steps out. Raoul Wallenberg. The death march passes in the freezing rain. Frightened faces wait to board an eastbound cattle train. The fate of Jews in 44, one brave man could not ignore. Raoul Wallenberg. And I still wait to thank you for my life, as I've waited these 40 years in vain, to embrace you and to shake your hand, crusader in a foreign land. I just want to sing your name. I just want to sing your name, Raoul Wallenberg. I just want to sing your name, Raoul Wallenberg. The liberating tanks rolling in from the east. Wallenberg is dead, was the news that they released. But the world paid no attention until it was too late. A world of cold indifference to the cruel fate of Raoul Wallenberg. They said you are a spy and your story's but a ruse. Why would a Swedish Christian risk his life for the Jews? And it's solitary confinement, another prisoner in despair, hard labor camps and mental wards, oh, the nightmare of Raoul Wallenberg. I just want to sing your name, Raoul Wallenberg. I just want to sing your name, Raoul Wallenberg. Reports from Wrangel's Island and the Ljubljanka jail speak of a Swedish prisoner, old, gaunt and frail. And from the limits of the gulag on the Chinese frontier, they keep him on the move, but the tracks still reappear of Rawalpindi. With courage, bluff, and sleight of hand, you saved 10,000 Jews. But when you needed help yourself, there was no one there for you. Only apathy and silence, hypocrisy and shame. And anger turns to outrage every time I sing your name. Rawalpindi, I still wait to thank you for my life, as I've waited these 40 years in vain, to embrace you and to shake your hand, crusader in a foreign land. I just want to sing your name. I just want to sing your name, Rawalpindi. 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 I just want to sing your name, Rawalpindi.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was from a band called All Hail Bright Futures.
Whoa.
Not the most Gaelic sounding of titles, but nonetheless, the name of the song was Mend and Make Safe. And the name of the album is So I Watch You From Afar.
Huh.
And before that, we heard from a great CD I have with a variety of bands on it. Few of them are identified. But the name of the CD, there's two of them actually, Irish Music in London. You can almost smell the cigarette smoke off the CD from the Irish Music in London. And we started off with Andy Irving's tribute to Raoul Wallenberg from his album Awakening. And now we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
We are. We're going to hear the Irish Traditional Band.
Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear. What is right and what is wrong, by the law, by the law, what is right and what is wrong, by the law. What is right and what is wrong, by short sword or by long, how weak are more strong, for to draw, for to draw, how weak are more strong, for to draw. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear, ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear. What makes heroic strife famed afar, famed afar? What makes heroic strife famed afar? What makes heroic strife to whet the assassin's knife, or haunt a parent's life with bloody war, our heart to parents' life with bloody war. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear.
Then let your schemes alone in this day, in the state, then let your schemes alone in the state.
Then let your schemes alone adore the rising sun, and leave a man undone to his fate, to his fate, and leave a man undone to his fate. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, lend an ear. Ye Jacobites by name, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear, you shall hear, your doctrines I must blame, you shall hear.
Some long abandoned ship to call you up for duty for one more long for trip. Still Henry comes to see you and helps to dry your tears with his love of country music and half a dozen beers. And he takes you from your sorrow, and he takes you on the town. Says if you can't forget the ocean, there's danger you might drown. No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them see. And no amount of money will ever set you happy. He can only do so much, and you realize he's losing you when you start losing touch. In this dirty, smoky bar room, you stare blindly at your past, and you see the ghost of every coast appearing in your glass. And you did your bit for Europe, for your king and your country, but they soon forgot your sacrifice in the wake of victory. And these empty bottles ask you, was it peace or was it war? Was it love or just frustration that brought you down so far? No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them see. And no amount of money will ever set you free. And all those years of waiting, were they worth it after all? When there's only one more voyage, just one more port of
as white as any lily, and just many miles from Spencer Hill.
Well, we will.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. I'm glad you liked that song.
I did.
You did. You did like the song. Sorry, farmer. So, Port of Call from the Battlefield Band was part of that set, and the Ye Jacobites by Name. What did you play for us, farmer?
I played actually two songs in that set. I started us off with the Celtic Pride album, and that song was the Cry of the Celts. And then off the Return to Erin album, Ann Byrne sung us Spencel Hill.
Oh, yes. And who was it by? Ann Byrne?
Ann Byrne.
I've heard her before.
Yeah,
she doesn't have a lot of CDs. She's usually on those compilation things.
Yeah, this is that three CD set that I got from a friend of mine who lent it to me that I haven't returned yet.
Okay.
It's got Rob Crabtree and Bill Craig on it also.
Good.
So,
well, now we're going to listen to Sybil with one of the songs that she scored a big hit in Ireland. You'll recognize it immediately. But it's her version of The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Thank you. captive bird that was there at my command, my love that was there at my command. The
sing a power.
did you play for us, Farmer?
That was Sing a Powerful Song. And that was by the Saw Doctors, and that was off their album, The Best of the Saw Doctors. And it also has another title, too, is To Win Just Once.
Ah, you played two for us on that set, didn't you?
No, the set before I did.
Oh, I did, okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out at some point.
Yeah, we'll get on track eventually. Bear with us, people.
So we first heard, also in that set, I should say, we listened to an instrumental from Brian Crosby's album, Imbrium. I'm not sure what that means, but the name of the song was In the Blue Shadows. And we started off with Sybil.
Correct.
With The First Time I Ever I Saw Your Face, kind of one of her iconic versions of that song. And today in Irish history, let's see. On the 13th of October, 1792, the cornerstone of the White House was laid.
Yeah.
Using the design of Irish architect James Hoban, a native of County Kilkenny, Hoban's vision for the home of the U.S. president was modeled on Leinster House in Dublin, which would be the seat of the Irish Parliament from 1922 onwards. Leinster House was built as a mansion.
Yeah.
But it was so big, they were able to make it into the seat of the Irish Parliament in 1922, as it was donated to the state. Born in Desart, near Callan, Hoban had established himself as an architect in Philadelphia. His work on various buildings in Charleston, North Carolina, including the county courthouse, led to acclaim in the United States, so it was not surprising that he won the contest to design the White House with a prize of $500. There was disagreement between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson on the size of the building. The latter wanted a modest residence. The former envisioned something grander. Washington took it upon himself to expand on Hoban's design through compromise, though compromises were made, two floors instead of three, and a mixture of stone, brick, and wood. The result may have been more modest than Washington originally wanted, but it was still criticized at the time. One newspaper described it as a big enough for two emperors, one pope, and the Grand Lama in the bargain. Irish newspapers are so kind. Hoban supervised much of the construction, used skilled and unskilled European laborers, as well as slaves. It was completed in November 1800. Hoban was drafted in to help reconstruct the building after it was badly damaged in a fire during the British invasion of Washington in 1814. He died in 1831. In 2000, Bill Clinton confessed to Bertie Ahern that he sometimes felt haunted by the ghost of James Hoban. So, there you are.
Oh, Mr. Clinton.
Okay. So now we're going to hear the Merry Plowboys of Ireland.
I'm a merry plowboy, and I plow the fields all day. Till the sudden thought came to my head that I should go away. For I've always hated slavery since the day that I was born. And I'm off to join the IRA, and I'm off tomorrow morn. And we're all off to Dublin in the green where the helmets glisten in the sun. Where the bayonets flash and the rifles crash to the echo of a Thompson gun. I leave behind my pick and the spade, I leave behind my plough, and I leave behind me old grey mare, for no more I'll need her now. And I leave behind my Mary, she's the girl I do adore. And I wonder if she'll think of me when she hears the cannons roar. And we're all off to Dublin in the green where the helmets glisten in the sun. Where the bayonets flash and the rifles crash to the echo of a Thompson gun. And when the war is over and dear old Ireland is free, I will take her to the church to wed, and the rebel's wife she will be. And we're all off to Dublin in the green, where the helmets glisten in the sun, where the bayonets flash and the rifles crash to the echo of the Thompson.
You may talk of Columbus sailing across the Atlantic he'll see, but he never tried to go railing from Menace as far as Kilkee. You run for the train in the morning, the excursion train starting at 8. You're there when the clock gives the warning, but there for an hour you will wait. And as you're waiting in the train, you'll hear the guard sing this refrain. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that we'll be home before the night? Ah, you've been so long and starting that you couldn't say for certain. Still you might, now Michael, so you might. They find out where the engine's been hiding, and it drags you to Sweet Corrafin. Says the guard, back her down on the siding, there's the goods from Kilrush coming in. Well, perhaps it comes in 2 hours, perhaps it breaks down on the way. If it does, says the guard, be the powers, we're here for the rest of the day. And as you sit and curse your luck, the train backs down into a truck. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Have you got the parcel there for Mrs. White? Oh, you haven't? Oh, be gotta say it's coming down tomorrow, and it might. Now, Michael, so it might. At Lahinch the sea shines like a jewel, with joy you are ready to shout. When the stoker cries out, there's no fuel, and the fire is totally out. But hand up that bit of a log there, I'll soon have you out of a fix. There's a fine clamp of turf in the bog there, and the rest go a-gathering sticks. And while you're breaking bits off trees, you hear some wise remarks like these. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that you can get the fire to light? Oh, an hour you'll require, for the turf it might be drier, and it might, now Michael, so it might. Kilkee, oh, you never get near it, you're in luck if the train brings you back. For the permanent way is so queer, it spends most of its time off the track. Uphill the owl engine is climbing, while the passengers push with a will. You're in luck when you reach Ennistymon, for all the way home is downhill. And as you're wobbling through the dark, you hear the guard make this remark. Are you right there, Michael? Are you right? Do you think that you'll be home before it's light? 'Tis all dependent whether the owl engine holds together, and it might, now Michael, so it might, and it might, now Michael, so it might.
Father, oh Father, I know you're a God, and hurling round thunder and lightning's your job. But you always correct me and say I've done wrong. When we spend time together, it's supposed to be fun. Well, Apollo, Apollo, I am what I am, and these are the tools I have in my hand. As the bright flame does injure the wood as it burns, some lessons, Apollo, are painful to learn. Tell me, Zeus, my great father, where did I come from, and why am I an only son? Well, Apollo, Apollo, your mother and I are for holding up two different parts of the sky. But the gods did agree it and planned it above, and they brought us together just one night in love, and all heaven did tremble and worlds did collide. That's how you were born, as the stars align. How come I don't see you sometimes so long? Even then you're too busy for father and son. Well, Apollo, these questions are wise and aimed true, and I wish I could answer them better for you. And I hope that you don't, but you'll find out someday. The time's an elusive opponent to play. Well, Dad, I feel I need to go and be on my own for an age or so. I'm tired of pulling between two tides. I'm not strong enough yet to bridge the divide. Take a rest now, Apollo. Don't you worry your soul. Things will come back around on the ebb and the flow. Let the mountains between us think they've broken the sea. But Zeus and Apollo.
And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 FM WTBR.
And thanks for everybody for listening. Please stay tuned in again next week for our show. And everybody have a good week. Be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grandma, I'll get you here, Shahugan.